Joining me this morning is Henry Bertrand, who is one of the 39 miners trapped in Taunton Mine in Sudbury. We were very happy to hear that you got out safe, and as of this morning, we also got the update that all 39 miners who were trapped underground have made it up onto the surface safe without any injuries. How did that make you feel?
Called me and let me know that they're all out, because I was very concerned about a certain fellow that was down there. He's an older guy, and he's got some health issues, and I was really worried about him. I was out, so I became from the rescue to one of the worried parties outside of the mine, right? When we're all down there, it doesn't matter if we're contractor, valet, whatever, we're all one team down there, and of course we're concerned about everybody, right? We want everybody out safe, so I'm really relieved that everybody is out, for sure.
When it happened Sunday afternoon, when you knew the severity of the situation, what was the mood like when everyone knew that they would be trapped?
Well, funny enough, I'm the only one that had a little bit of lunch, because we were only supposed to be down there for a little bit. The shaft guys that were helping us bring the material down, the machinery down, they didn't have no lunch. And my partner that was with me for DMC, Ramey, he didn't have a lunch, because we were only supposed to be a few hours. So right now the concern was, okay, let's figure out what we have and figure out, make it last, you know what I mean? Like survival mode kind of thing. So we did that, and then we just kind of talked about what happened, assessed, tried to figure out what happened, and we didn't know the severity of it. So we're like, okay, well, you know, a few hours. Like, we have all stations all the time, which means going to the refuge, just sit there for a bit until it's cleared, then you can go back up. But, I mean, we just talked about it and trying to keep busy about thinking about different things, like, okay, this happened, that happened, okay, they're going to do this, okay, so we'll be out early. But we never thought that we'd be walking out up a ladder and stuff like that. So, like, we didn't know how bad it was until we got the service, and then we started hearing, like, this is big, and we're like, wow, it's something else.
Now, were they able to drop some food down to you at any point?
What happens is they have to assess the safety. It took a while, and I understand, because there's protocols and everything, and you can't send rescuers down not knowing if it's safe or not, and they were a part of deciding how they were going to get us out and all that, so it took a bit to get some food. But like I said, I had a bit, so we shared all that. And so I don't know how long it took, but the two first rescuers stopped at our level, and they gave us energy bars and chocolate bars and some Gatorade, whatever. So that held us over.
I bet you don't want to see a chocolate bar or an energy bar anytime soon.
No, and no sub. Subs are great, but I mean, the ladder to come down to where we are, there's a lot of water in there, and it's slippery and wet and whatever, and like, I mean, the food was, it was great to have it there, but everything was pretty wet and whatever, so still ate it, but I mean, it wasn't a steak and potatoes, right? It was greatly appreciated, and I know that they did the best they can to get to us as soon as they can, but like I said, there's mine protocols that they have to follow, and the safety has to be there before anybody be put in harm's way, even if it is rescuing us or whatever the case may be. They have to really, really think about it before they come to us to help us, right? So we understood all that, and we had a little bit of food there. So
now the whole city was trying to picture in their mind what you were going through, what you needed to do to get up this ladder system to get out. Kind of describe the difficulty you had navigating your way to the surface.
You have to pace yourself and a lot of breaks on the way up, because we sat idle for quite a while, so you know you're gonna cramp up and whatever, and be hydrated, drink water. And the first section of ladders, every I believe it's 20 feet, every 20 feet there's like a landing you could stop. For us, we're in not bad shape. It was not too bad. I mean, it was really hard on the arms and legs physically and all that, but if you just take your time and pace yourself, it wasn't that bad. But there's some people that were further down than us in the mine, and not in the same physical state as us. So I would imagine it was very, very trying on them. I can't even imagine. Wow.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure you do curls weekly, but I have to think your arms are probably pretty sore this morning.
Oh, I got spaghetti arms. They're still pretty sore, yeah.
Now, a total of 58 members of the Valet Mine Rescue Team and Ontario Mine Rescue Team were there to help. They were there the entire time. And yesterday when I reached out to you, you specifically took the time to mention just how thankful you are to them.
Oh my God, they're tough. My hat is off to them for sure, man. I appreciate every one of them, and I'm so glad they have that kind of training, that kind of people in the mining industry that they're there at any minute. Some of them worked a full shift then got a phone call and they were there and had to keep going, you know. It was tough for us, but at least we were sitting there, like, waiting. But these guys have to physically stay down there that long. And they were down there probably longer than us and working and climbing those ladders and everything. So I'm hoping they have the rest of the week off for sure. The discipline and just, it's unreal. I wish I could have been there when they were starting to come up because I would have hugged every one of them.
I would have to think that one of the biggest things for yourself and the other miners that were trapped was that in this scary situation, you had to stay calm.
There was a few times there you get a little bit impatient and like, what's going on? Like, I mean, the ladder's there. Why can't we go out? You know, you ask all these questions and we as miners get a lot of training. We go through a lot of safety stuff as well. And like, I mean, the mining industry is so focused on safety these days. It's unbelievable. And we do go through a lot of training as well. And you think about your training and you reflect on that and you think, okay, this is what they're doing. That's why they're doing it. And it's not like we were hanging on a ledge just about to fall. We were safe. We had water. We had some food. And so there's no need to worry about your life. It's just the time thing. Not having any answers, like when are we going up? That's the hardest part of it. It sucks, but it's not a life-threatening thing for us personally. But there was other people down there that it was a lot more serious, and I'm so happy that they're out.
And one final thing for you, Henry. When you did get to the surface, was there some food waiting for you? And were there family members waiting for you? And if so, what was that embrace like?
Oh, I had pizza. My superintendent picked up my wife on his way in because I needed somebody to drive me home. We weren't allowed to drive home after, of course, because it wouldn't be too safe. Yeah, my wife was there, and my valet supplied pizzas and subs and all kinds of other things when we were on surface. And so I had a few slices of pizza and came home, had a hot tub, went to bed.
Well, Henry, thank you again for taking the time. We are very happy that you're safe back home with your family, along with the other 39 miners who were trapped at Totten Mine. A big thank you to the mine rescue teams that were involved. We'll have more on this story later today as we speak to Valet, who will hold a press conference this morning.